Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
8:45, quarter till 9, Christmas Eve Eve, or as it's otherwise known, Festivus. Natalie Jordy joins us now, Community Solar Lead of Together New Orleans. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
It is Festivus. Do you have any grievances you want to get out of the way?
Not publicly.
Okay, all right. But there are some, right?
Of course. Everybody has a few.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this this project, because I think it's interesting. I saw Paul Murphy had a story on this at Channel 4, and it concerns batteries. You say it's a historic step toward protecting lives in New Orleans. Tell us what's going on, if you would, please.
Sure. So the City Council has just approved a $30 million program known colloquially as the Neighborhood Power Plan. And the funds come from a settlement with Entergy, and what they're going to be used for is to help install many more batteries on buildings around New Orleans, both residential and commercial. And what that means is two things. It means that when the power goes out, like after long duration power outages after hurricanes, or even just when we have strain on the grid, the buildings that have batteries on them can stay on and provide sometimes life-saving resources to the people in them. Right now, the organization that I work for, Together New Orleans, has built out a network of 17 or so resilience hubs on churches. But the aim of this program is to put batteries on many other different types of buildings, like nursing homes, regular homes, hardware stores, whatever. Whatever might be useful to the city of New Orleans to have on when the power grid is down. Now, the second thing that's great about batteries is that when you have a large aggregation of them, thousands of them, like this program is hoping to achieve, it can actually behave like a real power plant. When the grid is stressed, the utility can suck a little bit out of each battery, and it's basically the same power equivalent as firing up a peaker plant. And what that means is that we no longer have to build as many, gas-powered power plants or things like that, because we can make more use of the grid that we've already built and of the infrastructure that we've already invested in.
Do people pay for this, or does a grant fund this? How does that work, Natalie?
So the grant will provide partial funding. There's actually federal tax credits available for battery installations. In New Orleans, you can get up to 40% off of your installation from the federal government in the form of a tax credit. And we estimate that this program will provide another 40% or so of the way. There's an additional carve-out for low-income families. But the goal is to make it very, very affordable for batteries to go on many types of buildings where the cost had been out of reach beforehand.
Who determines who gets them, and how do you triage that in terms of importance to the community or ability to pay? Take me through that.
Sure. So what's been approved so far is just the big picture idea of the program. Over the next few months, some implementation advisors that the City Council has hired is going to figure out the kind of nuts and bolts of the program, the application process, the criteria. But once that's been developed, anybody, any organization or any person can apply to the program. And if they qualify, it'll be on a first come, first serve basis for who is able to get it. So I think most likely it'll be companies that finance the installation up front, and then they get the rebate.
Are there similar instances to this in other cities?
Yes. What's called virtual power plants, which is these aggregations of batteries, exists all over the country. I think there's 400 or so demand response to virtual power plant programs in the country. What's different about the one in New Orleans is, number one, that we have we're more susceptible to extreme weather and long-duration power outages. So on top of the grid benefits, we also kind of have the resilience benefits of this plan. And also, I think it's quite novel for a utility settlement to be used to help fund the installation of these batteries.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. If y'all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. We're talking about Together New Orleans and these virtual power plants, if I got that right. And basically, Natalie, correct me if I'm wrong, but it installs batteries that are powered by solar panels. Stop me if I'm saying anything wrong. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, correct. You're saying it right.
And it stores energy so that when the power goes out, or if there's a strain on the grid, well, then there's energy there to keep the lights on or keep the air conditioner going or whatever, correct?
That's absolutely right. And there's also benefits on blue sky days whereby these batteries strengthen the grid and keep us from having to build it out further.
And also, you know, it's we joke about it, about the wheel of rodents, but it is a problem with utilities around the country where a rodent can get in and cause a problem, a major problem. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
8:57 now, talking to Natalie Jordy, community solar lead at Together New Orleans. Natalie, you have a story. You know, I like to do these every now and then. We'll talk about how everybody has a story. And when you were a kid growing up, you didn't plan on being the solar lead for Together New Orleans, did you?
No, I sure didn't. I've had lots of twists and turns in my life.
You really have. I'm looking at this, a cheesemonger in London.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
No, it was great. Ate a lot of cheese.
Yeah,
I was in my early 20s.
I can imagine so. So let's talk about this plan here. Somebody texted in and said that they work with homeless people and it would be of great benefit with the shelter that they have. Can people
Agreed.
Apply to get this, or tell me how they go about, first of all, is this as big as it's going to get? And secondly, how do they go about maybe getting on a list to have this done?
Sure. So the program isn't live yet. The only thing that's happened is that the city council approved the funding for it out of a settlement fund from an Entergy settlement. Mm-hmm. So over the next couple of months, the program will be put together by some consultants that the city council has hired, and they're going to determine what the application process is going to be. I'm sure there'll be some publicity around when it goes live, but I imagine it'll be probably, you know, spring, summertime of next year mm-hmm. when people and organizations are going to be able to apply for these the funding for these batteries.
So the first step is you have to have solar panels, correct? Or not?
Yeah, because the thing is, if you don't have solar panels on your roof, the battery runs out pretty quick, and it's not that useful in a long-duration power outage. If the if you have solar panels and you pair them with batteries, you can kind of go on indefinitely.
Is this enough battery? Somebody texted in the power and air conditioner and things like that?
It depends how much battery you buy. It can be. Or you can get a small amount of battery and just use it to power certain things like you know, the internet or the fridge or the freezer or the lights or whatever. And obviously, an air conditioning is a large load.
I'm sorry. Somebody wanted to know about the size of this, and would it be enough to, like, power a cooling station like we talk about after a storm? It's hard to imagine on a day like today, but a cooling station where you could get a gym or something like that going? Recreational facility?
So this is modeled on the existing community lighthouse project that my organization Together New Orleans has stood up, which has solar and batteries on many local churches around town. There's also been an effort called Get Lit, Stay Lit to power restaurants with solar and batteries. And so this effort is an attempt to expand the program beyond just those institutions and power many other different kinds of buildings.
I wanted to have you on because people may not care on Christmas Eve, but they certainly will care if the power goes out on a hot day. Thank you, Natalie. I appreciate your time. Have a happy holiday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.